Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
You said it, girl.
Jerry, yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate. We give, showing others how to live. We care, share, we love all through the land.
Well, hello out there. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Good wherever you're listening in from. You know, we're global here. You're listening to Waking Up with Linda Mac Chan, and it is Teddy Tuesday with Stephanie Haynes, and we're still in our chakra series. So get out plenty paper and pencils. And, you know, we want to tell you this. It is not about how others are or how society is. The most important thing is to ask yourself, what should I do and what can I do? One who stands up with moral courage and conviction can change society and create waves of transformation around the world. And that's what we're doing here. We're sharing and caring all around the world, bringing you information. And I'd like to let you know that we are sponsored by CUC, Community Unification and Collaboration. Reaching a nonprofit organization with skilled advisors and consultants specializing in education, collaboration, special events, youth life skills. Check them out. CUC is out there moving in the community, and CUC moves with many in body, one in mind, and we move for the need of the community. So we're going to get started out here. The weather was hot. And those of you who didn't get to the All-Star Baseball game, just sit back and relax and let us tell you a few things this evening. Welcome in, sponsored by CUC.
together and watch it happen.
Oh, come on, come on.
That's right. Let's work together and make it happen. We can get this done. And I have Miss Tiffany Haynes on the line with us, the author of The Healing of the Wound and The Healing of a Man's Heart. She works very hard out in the community. We're on the Chakra number 4 series today. And if you get your pens and paper out, when she completes, you'll be able to work with yourself and work with everyone else. Also, Stephanie Haynes, how are you this evening?
I am doing great, and how are you, Miss Linda?
I am wonderful, and you know how we do it over here. We want to show our appreciation and our gratitude to you because we look forward to you coming on, and especially in these chakra series. We have to keep the body and the mind and the spirit together, and you're the young lady that can do it here with us and throughout the global world and throughout the communities. We welcome you in, Stephanie. I'm just going to be quiet over here. I got plenty of pencils and paper over here waiting on you.
All right. So good evening, listeners. So tonight we are on the fourth chakra, which is the heart chakra. One love, one heart, one destiny. That's by Bob Marley. So as the fourth chakra is of the main energy center, the heart chakra is found at the center of the chest and between the shoulder blades and the back. Now, the Sanskrit name for the heart chakra is Ansahata, which means unstruck, unhurt, unbeaten, and gives a nod to the pure loving nature of the fourth chakra. Now, in many ways, the heart chakra serves as the energy center for love and our ability to both give and receive. Now, as well as the qualities of compassion, empathy, and forgiveness, connection, and facilitate our ability to be connected to all beings and objects. Now, we are able to see the connection between ourselves and the rest of life on Earth. The fourth energy center is considered the energetic bridge between the physical and the spiritual realm, between the three lower chakras, which relates to our human individuality, and the three upper chakras, which are of the spiritual senses and or the realms of our soul. Now, when the heart chakra is open and flowing well, you will emit a loving energy and be capable of loving yourself and others, and you will receive the love you give. You will feel deeply connected and enjoy the harmonious exchanges with others. You will see good in everything and everyone and appreciate beauty in the smallest of details. Now, in that sense, as the ancient sage would say, you will have the spark of the divine. Now, this energy center helps us to realize the interconnectedness that makes us one and contrasts to the polarity of much of the other aspects of our life. So when this chakra is imbalanced, all with all the chakras, an imbalance in the heart chakra may mean it is overactive or underactive. Now, in this case of an underactive heart chakra, the energy flows is blocked or stagnated, and we may feel or find our heart or almost close to us, that we are emotionally closed or numb. We may struggle with giving or receiving love, or we may find it difficult to forgive others or get over past pain. We may be still isolating, lack of empathy, and feel disconnected from others. We may grapple with self-love and be unduly critical of ourselves and others. With an overactive heart chakra, there may be too much energy flowing, which means we overly connected to others, leading to judgment, giving too much, or codependency in relationship. We may appear loving to others, but the motivation comes from not feeling complete within ourselves. So we may neglect our own emotions and fail to love ourselves, making boundaries with others and saying yes, even when it's detrimental to ourselves. Now, this can lead to all kinds of imbalance within our lives and can have a negative impact on our overall well-being. Our other symptoms of an overactive heart chakra may be fear of abandonment, jealousy, possessiveness, and emotional dependency. The heart chakra rules the organs and body parts found closer to it, the heart, the lung, the respiratory system, the thymus, and the upper back. Now, when the fourth energy center is imbalanced in some way, we can experience a multiple physical symptoms such as chest pain, heart disease, respiratory issues, including asthma, restlessness, including palpitation, the shortness of breath, panic attack, depression, insomnia, lack of energy, the immune system deficiency, shoulder and upper back pain. Now, when the heart chakra is open, and since it, you know, it rules our emotional energy, You may experience a surge of emotions, some that may have been buried, and others that you may have thought you dealt with. Now, these can make you feel a deep sense of loss. You may need to process emotions, especially any that you swept under the carpet. Now, in case of a block, an active heart chakra, or you may suddenly have an emotional hangover, drained and overwhelmed by emotions from an overactive heart chakra. Now, when the chakra opens, this wave of emotion is likely to affect your physical body too. You may feel your heart or your chest pain, shorten of breath, or even palpitations as you allow yourself to feel once again. Now, you may experience insomnia as you navigate the emotional roller coaster, which can deplete your immune system temporarily, making you prone to sickness. As always, these symptoms will pass, but the emotions would need processing. You must be kind to yourself and give yourself the space and tools to process them. Now, which in turn will help alleviate any physical, that the goddess archetype, the lover. Now, the lover, the impetus, the heart chakra, her mode of operation is to love, connect, and live from a heart-centered place. While many people think that the lover is all about sex, sensuality, intimacy, the lover is actually about so much more. She precedes over all love, romantic, familiar, platonic, and divine. She seeks unity and connection among all beings, mirroring the oneness of the heart chakra. Now, the Lord seeks to spread love and connection. She's infused every aspect of her life with love and is dedicated, committed, and faithful. Relationships are her main purpose, and she's afraid of expressing her emotions, seeing this as an essential part of heart-centered living. Sensual and bohemian, she is in love with love and in love with life. The lover is a shining example of how to live with an open and flowing heart chakra, seeing the beauty in everything and everyone, and experiencing love in all forms and places. Now, in history, she was known to the Greeks as Aphrodite and to the Romans as Venus. She is revered in films, art, and literature as the seductress of sort, but her persona extends far beyond sex and intimacy. The lover, just like Venus, focused much on her energy, on creating a beautiful life. Once she can love an enthusiast of ecstatic beauty, nature, and art. The lover takes time to feel beautiful inside and out. A powerful form of self-care and create beautiful environments wherever she goes. Now, each of us can turn to the lover as a role model for how to live for our heart chakra. About taking on her loving traits, we can learn to love ourselves and others and live from a truly heart-centered place, the where we see beauty and experiences, uplifting joy in day-to-day life, and can enjoy better relationships of all kinds. Any questions thus far, Alinda, before I go into the stones?
No, you know, I'm over here writing. I'm just listening, and I kind of like highlighted the I highlighted one thing that really struck me, you know, is about that relationship. So I guess I have a real open heart, because I'm definitely into relationships. I'm just listening here and knowing that the love to connect, and it's all about all love. Yeah, my questions, I'm jotting them down. I'll list them out for you near the end. But I just focused in on that relationship and, you know, focusing on creativity, beautiful life, beautiful nature, beauty, nature, and arts, because, yeah, that's what usually makes me smile. I'm just noting over here. I hope others are doing the same thing. Catch what you need. Use it. Okay, I'm done. No more questions. No more comments.
Okay. So we're going to go into the heart chakra stones. Now, while some of the stones connected to the heart chakra are pink, the color that traditionally is most associated with the heart chakra and love is green. Now, the rose quartz is the most popular and well-known stone for healing the heart chakra by soothing the internal pain and transmuting emotional conditions. It's encouraged self-love and self-forgiveness, and promote love and beauty of all sorts. Placing this stone by your bedside is good when you are going through a time of emotional processing and healing. Rose quartz can also help draw in the romantic love for those who are seeking it. Now, I used to carry a few pieces of this polished rose quartz with me for several years when I was going through, you know, the work of to call in my soulmate. Or even when, you know, I lost my son, you know, I carried and I wore rose quartz a lot during that time. And then the next stone is called a morganite. Now, one of the favorite stones, the morganite, it has a pinkish hue, similar to the rose quartz. It's another healer of the heart chakra. It helps clear the emotional pain and open up the heart to receiving and to giving love. It's very popular stone for facilitating shifts with romantic love and wearing this beautiful heart lifting stone as jewelry can help heal old wounds and draw in romantic love. So for those who are out there looking for a soulmate, and if you have not healed your heart from any trauma from the past, this particular stone will help you to clear that energy. Now, this other stone is the chrysoprase. It's a cheerful and uplifting green stone. It is wonderful for meditation as it helps us with the personal insight, remembering our divine connection and facilitating our connection to all beings. This stone is also excellent for healing emotional trauma and anxiety and helping us forgive ourselves and others from past events. Now, holding a polished sacrifice phase when meditating or having it on your altar or beside your bedside while you're opening and balancing the heart chakra will help with this process. And then we have the emerald. Now, this stone is known as the stone of successful love. Now, the emerald promotes unity, unconditional love, loyalty, and partnership, harmonized relationships of all sorts. But it is particularly powerful for promoting domestic bliss. While emerald has a calming effect on emotion, it also acts as an invigorator for the mind. It's a lovely thing to wear as jewelry, as a beautiful way of facilitating the openness of the heart chakra. Now, be mindful, however, overstimulation, wearing or using emerald all the time is unnecessary and is not recommended. Now, the heart chakra essential oils. We're going to go into the oils.
Stephanie, excuse me, before we go into the oil, what is the stone that's before the emerald? What is the name of that stone?
It's C-H-R-Y-S-O-P-R-A-S-E.
P-R-A-S-E. Okay. Okay. I didn't get, I needed to get the correct name of that. Okay. We can move to the oils.
Oh, okay. Now, perhaps unsurprisingly, the recommended essential oils for the heart chakra are sweet, feminine, helping us to tap into the divine feminine energy of this powerful chakra. So the first one would be rose. It's soft and sweet. Now, rose invokes feeling of love. So it is no surprise that it is one of the most powerful scents in working with the heart chakra. Now, simply sniffing the scent of rose oil can help calm the heart and mind. You can also diffuse it to help permeate your space with the loving, calming energy on my cheek, my neck, to really connect to the heart chakra. It also a marvelous oil to mix with a carrier oil and use as a massage. Now, I also like the rose water. You know, spread on your face when you just need to be uplifted. It's amazing. Then we have jasmine. Now, jasmine is another sweet essential oil, which is known for its aphrodisiac.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I got
it. But it's also fascinated for calming our emotions and relieving the anger and stress that can be associated with harboring old wounds. Fusing this oil in any space automatically creates a calming and sensual environment. Now, I highly recommend using this oil in a room or as a personal spray. Okay. Then we have lavender. Now, a versatile oil, lavender you can use for a lot of things. Lavender can be used for all the chakras. It is particularly potent at healing emotional stress that can be felt through the heart chakra and releasing feelings of self-doubt. It is very calming and relaxing and is wonderful mixed with a carrier oil for massaging purposes. You can diffuse it or directly inhale it. A dab of the lavender oil on the chest and the temple can help in the heart chakra ritual and meditation. Now, neroli comes from the blossom of an orange tree and has a distinctive erotic citric floor scent. It's popular as a blend in massage oil. Neroli oil has a sensual undertone that helps promote connection, but it also has a soothing effect. Now, you can diffuse the neroli oil or inhale it directly to help open up the heart and to encourage trust and promote a sense of security, which will allow love in. So if yourself or you have a love mate is having issues, get hard in feeling that love or giving that love, get you some neroli oil.
Spell that, Stephanie. What is it? Neroli? How do you spell that?
It's N-E-R-O-L-E.
Okay. Okay. Got it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Now we're going to go into the blends. So we're going to call this blend the Compassion and Connection Blend.
Like that.
Okay. All right, so we're going to use this oil blend when you're going through the process of opening up and rebalancing your heart chakra. This blend will help you heal and open up your heart center and practice compassion and allowing you to connect to yourself and to others more easily. So I hope you're writing this down. So the ingredients that you're going to use, you're going to need 2 tablespoons of jojoba oil or any other carrier oil like almond oil or coconut. Then you're going to do 3 drops of roast essential oils, 2 drops of jasmine essential oil, 2 drops of lavender, and 1 drop of neroli essential oil. Now you're going to need a 2-ounce dark glass bottle and a dropper. And it's going to make like 1.5 ounce. Hold it over or in a dark bottle. You're going to use the dropper and add each of the essential oil. Then you're going to cover the bottle. You're going to swirl it tightly. And then you're going to go ahead and use it as a massage oil as needed on your chest, your mid-back, your temple, your wrist. And remember, it's only for external use only. Now we're going to go into the heart chakra. Visualization. Now, if you're in your sacred room, and, you know, as we start these chakra activities, you know, at the beginning of each chakra, we create, you know, being our sacred space. We need to smudge it with some sage to clear out the negative energy. And so at this time, you know, when you do this visualization, you're going to make sure that you take a bath or a shower, perhaps using your rose or your lavender scent product. Or you can even add some rose petals in the bathtub and have a rose scented bath salt. But also you can burn your rose scent candle. You know, the ones made out of fluid that is not bad for your lungs. Now, after you take your bath, you're going to apply the compassion and the connection blend or the rose oil directly on your chest. You may also add it to your moisturizer and apply it to your entire body. Now, in your sacred place, as I said before, you're going to smudge using a white sage bundle to clear the energy. Then you're going to diffuse one or a combination of the heart chakra essential oil or light a rose incense stick and put a heart chakra stone in your head. So to lay down and close your eyes. And let's take a deep breath in through the nose. Exhale out through your mouth. And give a little sigh. And let's let your muscles soften. And your body is relaxing. And you can repeat this as many times as needed to relax. Now continue to inhale and exhale deeply. Place one hand on your chest and visualize your breath coming in and out of your heart center. Now keeping your eyes closed, repeat to yourself. You can either say this loudly or just to yourself. I know that love is the essence of who I am and the purpose of my existence. And see my heart chakra. Now visualize a green crescent moon at your chest. shade and notice the size of this crescent moon. Observe it, dimensions, and any other noticeable details. Including if it is spinning or stagnant. Now notice how this crescent moon feels and what insight you receive about any imbalance or blockage or what you may need to do to bring your heart chakra to the energetic equilibrium. Now, once you feel the crescent moon and obtain significant insight into the functioning of your heart chakra, now take a moment to acknowledge and give gratitude to this energy point in your body. Now, gently open your eyes. So now we're going to move into the heart chakra activation. Now, give the nature of the function of the heart chakra. It would be sensible to prepare for the activation by indulging in a little self-care, whether that is enjoying a facial, a body treatment, or a simple relaxing bubble bath. Show yourself some tender loving care to best facilitate the opening and the aligning of your heart chakra. Now, as always, clear your sacred tone for the soonest facilitation of this heart chakra activation. Now, conduct a same thing, burning sage ceremony, and then diffuse a combination of the heart chakra oil to create an ambience of relaxation and connection. Now, wearing the color green, especially as a top, can also help activate the heart chakra. Now, this activation is best performed either lying down or seated. Now, once you are in a comfortable position, close your eyes and take a few moments to get settled. Now, focusing on breathing slowly and truly, relaxing and loosening the muscles in your body so you feel soft and supine. Now place your hands over your heart center and blood over your belly. Begin to breathe in to your belly, sending that breath up into the heart center and feeling it expand and rise. Now, as you exhale, feel your chest drop as the air leaves your body, contracting your belly. Repeat this a few times with slow and start to visualize a green light filling your chest with the breath as you inhale and exhale. Bring your mind's eye to the green crescent moon at your chest, which represents your heart chakra. See the green light filled with this crescent moon, which starts to grow in size and vividness with each breath. Two times with slow, deep breath, and start to visualize a green light filling your chest with your breath as you inhale and exhale. And bring your mind to the green crescent moon chest, which represents your heart chakra. See the green light fills up this crescent moon, which starts to grow in size and the vividness with each breath. See the moon glowing so large that it fills your entire chest area, and then slowly begin to spin, picking up speed until you can no longer see the moon, and it is simply a vibrant, whirling green light that floods your chest and the rest of your body. As this green light infuses your body, bring both hands to your chest and feel your chest expand and soften. Now visualize the energy flowing from this green moon and your heart chakra throughout your body. You can visualize this as a green light that permeates your entire physical being. Now, as you see and feel this energy flooding your body, feel love and compassion for yourself. Feel that sense of love. Feel your entire physical being with joy. Now gently open up your eyes when you're finished. Is there any question before we go to the reflection?
Let's see. No questions. Nope. I'm over here writing. I can't see the green light as we're doing this. But I like this. I see it. I'm just writing down the vibration, you know, the light flooding in, both hands on the chest. I'm trying to go back through my notes, Stephanie, to see if it was anything I put something. Nope, I'm good. I have the flow over here, and I hope others have it too. I hope you're writing out there. This is very beneficial for you. For all of us. Okay.
Okay. All right. So now we're going to go into the heart chakra reflection. And this time you can go get you some chamomile tea or rose or lavender tea. Now, a combination of the rose and chamomile tea is very delicious. Excuse me.
You okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I just needed to drink some water. Now, next, what you're going to do is you're going to diffuse some heart chakra essential oil or light a rose or jasmine scented candle or an incense stick. Now, you're going to collect your heart chakra crystals. Excuse me. And take a few minutes to hold them in one hand while sipping your tea. Connecting to the power of these precious stones. Now take a few drops of your compassion and connection blend, or your jasmine oil, and just put a dab of it on your neck, your wrist, and your temple. Gently massage a drop or two into your chest. Now take a few deep breaths in and out of your heart center with your eyes closed. Now gently open up your eyes and just jot down your experience of your heart chakra visualization and activation. Reflect on what you have learned about your heart chakra and the underactive or overactive symptoms. Now note whether you have felt any of these symptoms or issues, as well as any other insight you might have to what you need for your heart center to be fully open and flowing healthy. Now I have some questions for you. Do you love yourself and others? Do you love yourself and others? Can you forgive yourself and others? Do you love life? Do you feel at peace? Do you believe that we are all connected? Can you see the connection between yourself and others? How do you experience joy in your life? And what would you like to do to cultivate more joy? Now I'm going to move on to the heart chakra affirmation. Now the heart chakra affirmation should be repeated multiple times a day. When opening and aligning the heart chakra, give that self-love is the foundation for which we achieve milestones in our life. It is useful to repeat these affirmations regularly to remind yourself of your true essence, allowing you to honor yourself and connect better with others. As with all of the affirmations, you can also repeat them silently as a part of a meditation practice. Although the maximum benefit, they are confess, repeat it out loud for at least parts of your ritual. Now, to begin, just gently massage some of your compassion and connection oil. But I want you to sit up tall if you're going to sit. And if you're standing, you know, standing up tall, you know, taking those shoulders, bringing them up to your ears and rolling back. Okay? And then I want you to plant your feet firmly on the ground with your head up high. Now, as you repeat such each affirmation, I want you to visualize a green light entering, coming brighter and more vivid with each affirmation. I want you to feel this light as the pure loving essence of your true self. Now, with each affirmation, feel a sense of love, peace, and joy flooding your entire heart center and your body. So if you can repeat after me, I know that in truth we are all connected and love is our true essence. I operate from a foundation of love. I feel love and compassion for myself and others. I am at peace with myself. I find joy and connection in everyday life. I love fully and freely. Love is flowing towards me and through me at all times. I radiate love, and it is returned to me. The universe surrounds me with love. I see and experience beauty everywhere I go. All right, Miss Linda. That is it.
Well, you know, I have got 5 pieces of paper over here, but I did want to, first of all, thanks for getting us into this green light. Each chakra is so exciting, and you think that, okay, this is really what I'm going to work on, but as we go through the series, each is so important, and each does such a specific thing, and each has its own rules and process and stuff. It just gets better and better and better each number. I can't wait for number 5. But when we were speaking of like the rose petals and the lavender soaps, you know, I'm a spa enthusiast, and I like to go and relax. I can't diffuse anything in the area. But say if I'm going to go and have a service, once you get there, you always shower down and everything. That is the time I should carry my lavender and rose soaps and prepare for my massage, even though they're coming with another oil. Is that a good preparation for that total relaxation, that heart area before your services?
Yes,
is that something?
Mm-hmm. And you also can have them to massage with that oil.
Okay. All right. That's what I needed to know. That is something that's a good idea. Take your oil with you. Like that. Thank you so much. So, and even afterwards, well, I know they could do it, but say they're going to use, is it okay to have them use their alls, and then after you go into your relaxation stage or you're hanging out, you can put more oil over their oil, or just have them use the oil that you have?
Oh, well, it's either or, whatever you prefer. Yeah, but if you're going through a healing, doing a healing ritual, I would use that combination of oil. You know, you can just blend your oil and take it with you. You know,
mm-hmm.
work at your massage and ask them to use that that blend.
Okay, got it. That is what we plan to do. Just have my little bottle with me because, you know, like we're moving now. Wait a minute, what is today? Today is the 19th. Your birthday is the 21st of July, am I correct?
Yes, it is.
Well, we're going to say it ahead of time. All the listeners, Stephanie Haynes' birthday is July 21st. Let's spit it out there to her ahead of time. I have everything written down. I'm glad that I asked, and I will be speaking with you about that celebration, or getting to you some type of way, because birthdays are very important. So you're July, Leo. You're July, and then I start August. And you know the whole month of August, I'm doing something every day. Every day. Okay, if it's nothing but sitting on a rock staring at the sun, I just use the complete month. So I'm getting prepared for it, okay? We're going to still be moving right along, but I do want to tell you an early happy birthday. Today is the 19th, so the 21st is what, 1920? Thursday, right?
Yeah, it's Thursday, yeah.
Okay. All right, I'll give you a call because, you know, I don't like to talk personal things out, but I'll give you a call.
Mm-hmm.
If I may, before you close your evening out. And also, you'll get that information out to us regarding the September appointment ship, right? That's an event that's happening for your appointment. You'll get that to me.
Yes.
Is that something we can... I'm sorry?
Yes, that's in San Diego.
Yes, that. What is that, September 1st? Do I have that date correct?
It's September the 17th and 18th. It's a Saturday and a Sunday.
17th and 18th, okay. And I'll talk with
that's
you about that. Okay, I'll get
mm-hmm.
That's the dates I needed to know. Okay, but I'll give you a call and find out all the other particulars on that. But Stephanie Haynes, the author of The Healing of the Wound. She has taken us, I don't know how many pads of paper I have here, but we love it because we go from the meaning and from the end. And, of course, you know, I do study my cards here and my chakra wisdom cards. That was such a beautiful gift to me that I deal with every day. And I wanted to... I have this one card, and I just wanted to repeat it. And it says, I am open for sharing, accepting, communicating, and connecting with others as I focus on this moment, not the past or the future. Okay? A smile, a kind-hearted way of speaking of a hug goes a long way towards uplifting others. I offer care and support where I can without rescuing. I nurture and respect my relationships. I just love this beautiful gift. And it's like I take out time to go through it every day. It's like my me time. So I pull out my chart. I pull out my wisdom cards. Read a little bit. When I don't know if other listeners do this, when we go through our stones, as Stephanie gives them, I make a list and keep the list with me. So when you are out crystal shopping, you don't have to worry about it. You pick up what you need. and then you start your little library. So I'm doing pretty good over here, hon, and it's exciting to list everything down and go and take out 20, 30 an hour if you have your special store that you go to. And it helps me because when I see stones on others, when I see persons wearing a, what is that, like a, you break down the meaning, the emerald, and what is that one that I really have to get? Is that that smoky quartz? That lets you know something about that person, you know? And it lets you know what they're going through, too, or what they're trying to heal. You don't have to say anything, but at least you're aware of it. It's exciting. This is really very, very educational, very, very helpful, and very, very beneficial for ourselves and others. Wouldn't you say? That's why we do it, right?
That's
okay.
Right.
That's why we do it. We have a mission here. Our mission goes past mission. We carry bowels. And when you have a bowel, it works a little bit different. In the philosophy, we talk about human revolution, you know, doing what you have to do, what you wouldn't normally do. But I'm figuring out, I was told that a human revolution has two parts. You do the human revolution, and then you turn up the headlights so you can see which path to travel on. And I think of that every darn day. But Stephanie Haynes, the author of The Healing of the Wound, you're getting inaugurated. Shall you, can we mention what your appointment will be, or did you want to wait till later on that? It's your birthday coming up. Tell us about it, if you can, just a little bit. Not the all the particulars, just what's happening. You're getting appointed vice president of your organization. Is that what's happening for the Black Women in Wellness?
Not Black Women in Wellness.
Okay, who is it?
It's the first vice president of Southern California NCNW region.
Okay, Southern California. Say it again, NC.
NW, that's National Council of Negro Women.
Okay.
Of Southern California area.
Okay, National Council. All right.
Yeah.
That's what I needed to know. Okay, National Council of Negro Women, Southern California. Yeah, we're out there. I love it. Okay, that's very helpful. And on that note, I just want you to just give us some birthday wisdom or something before we call it an evening. I know you've had a hectic day. You're always moving 24/7. We want you to go do whatever you do to relax down, and we want to extend our appreciation to you again for being here. We have so much gratitude for you. We love you, Stephanie, and take care of that cough with much water. When I get off, I'm going to have some tea and ginger myself. I've been coughing a little bit, and we have to be ready for the 21st. That's the big day. Every day is a big day, but that is your birthday, July 21st. Are you going to do anything during the week or do anything over the weekend? Or, you know, I know that things have closed down a lot, but I just love it when your birthday time comes around, because we was always parking it and eating it and having fun in a cool spot. But things have changed. But we'll talk about it. I just want to say happy birthday early to you, Stephanie Haynes, the author of The Healing of the Wound, and congratulations to you on your appointmentship for the Southern California National Council of Negro Women. That's a big organization. We're out here on the move, and congratulations to you. So give us a word so that we can close our evening.
Well, I would like to say to everyone to keep your heart open, always forgive, let go, so the love and joy can continue to flow through your life. And all
Love and joy to continue to flow through your life. Stephanie, we love you, we love you, we love you. Please enjoy your evening. And we're going to say, listeners, have a great evening. We'll talk to you on Think Thursday. Okay, Stephanie, enjoy your evening, and thank you again. Stephanie Haynes, the author of A Healing of the Wound and Healing of a Man's Heart. She's community out there. Write. Keep your journals together. List your stones. Carry that information with you. The stones that you need, the oils that you need. This is only to help you, better you, and you can help others. Thank you, Stephanie. We love you.
Love you, too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I just want to say hello to our new follower out there, George. I met George. I travel around. George has the Sin City Smoke Shop on Valley Boulevard, right at Valley and Del Mar. It's a little shopping center there, right next to Popeye's. So grab you some chicken and go over and visit that location. Nice, nice, nice facility. It's clean. It's spacious. Everything is just arranged so perfectly on the shelf. You can find everything that you need in there. And not only that, it's clean, it looks good. He's a beautiful person. So if you're in San Gabriel, right on the corner of Valley Boulevard and Del Mar, there is Sin City Smoke Shop there. I told him I was going to shout him out. And I am a woman of my word, okay? We're listening to Waking Up with Linda McShann. This is Telly Tuesday, and we had a lot to tell you today about the chakras. Enjoy the rest of your week.
Why? Why?
Take it up with Linda Michelle.
You said it, girl.
Michelle.
Share, care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
They want
it. We give, showing others how to live. We care,
share with love all through the land.